Sometimes it can seem like God is the God of the very last minute, right? When we're believing Him for something and it just seems to take so long, and then suddenly He comes through at the last minute. It's something that I've spoken to a lot of my coaching clients about, and my friends experienced in my own life. And in this video, I want to share something that'll take you off the roller coaster of, is He going to do it? Is He not going to do it? Is He going to be in time or not going to be in time? Because there's a higher truth that we get to live in that puts all of that stuff just out of the way. Hi there, I'm Lisa Vandenberg, and here at everydaylifewithjesus.com, we just love sharing stories of what it can look like to say yes to Jesus as He invites you to abide with Him, what it looks like to do every little thing in your life with Him each day, having an awareness of Him, knowing that He's by your side, and seeing what on earth is in heaven gets to look like in your life today. So if you're new here, consider liking and subscribing and share this video with others that you know are struggling, with you know that are hungry to be able to know how to walk through everyday life with Jesus even more than they currently do, right? So there's this little thing called contentment, right? My husband and I have talked about it for a long time, and Paul talks about it. He says, you know, I have learned to be content in all things, whether abased or abounding, whether I have a lot or whether I don't have any. And the key is in the very next verse. My husband and I have argued about this for a long time because I'm a person who likes things done quick and fast, and you know, I like to get a lot of things done. And he is a quiet, gentle, wise man who can take his time about things. And I've always said, but what does contentment look like? How do I get to be content when God's made me to have goals and to want to achieve things? And what does contentment look like, right? And the very next verse, Paul says to us, I have learned how to be content because Jesus is with me. That is the key to everything. So let's explore what this looks like in everyday life, right? And come across and visit us at everydaylifewithjesus.com just to see more examples and see what this can look like in your own life. Well, I ran across a friend of mine this morning, and they came up to me with a big grin on their face and said to me, hey, just wanted to let you know I've been fired. I'm like, why do you have a grin on your face? And what they shared was just so beautiful, right? Because their bosses had outlined a scenario to them. Things are shifting around and their position will no longer be available. And their reaction was, yeah, that is good thinking. I think you should do that. And one of their bosses looked at them and said, I don't understand. How are you so calm about this? We've just told you that your position is no longer going to be available. And they said, oh, it's easy. Jesus is my source, not you. And he looked at them and said, hey, you know what? That is a mark of your maturity, of the mature walk that you have with the Lord. Because the real key to everything is not the circumstances we're going through, which on earth, quite frankly, can look really bad or can look really good, right? And we have all the emotions that go along with that. When it looks really bad, then we're fearful or afraid, upset, mad, depressed, scared, all of the things, right? And when they look really good, then we're ecstatic and happy and joyful and top of the world. But there's something in between those swings that means that no matter which way it swings, if it's this side and it's more bad news, if it's this side and it's more good news, the truth is that in all of that, Jesus is there. God is your Father. Jesus is your Savior. The Holy Spirit is your best friend and your guide throughout the day. And that is the foundation, that's a firm foundation that we get to stand on. No matter whether the news looks good or the news looks bad, neither way can sway us when we realize that our source is God. Our source is the one who's looking after us no matter what. This is the beauty of Romans 8:28, right? Where he says that God is working all things together for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. When we can rest and be at peace that everything in our lives is being orchestrated by a good dad who loves you, that he's actually applying what Jesus won for you on the cross, and that the Holy Spirit is actively working to help you to walk this out in your life, then that foundation is what stands under it all. You know, one of the scenarios in my own life recently, we have friends that are transitioning to something else, and I so believe in taking the word of God and speaking it, right? And saying to God, Lord, I am I am trusting in this word. You did not send it to earth to not achieve, but you sent it to do all that you commanded it to do, right? And so as I do that, what it does is faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And as you say the word out loud, it does something. It increases your faith. It helps you to see things from God's perspective instead of the limited earthly perspective. And so when we tithe each month, I purposely take out Malachi 3:10 to 12, and I read that over our tithe. I read it over our offerings, any place that we sow seed, because I believe that partnering with the Word of God, partnering with the heart of God, partnering with the financial system of God is just the better idea than sticking to what's happening on earth, right? That I've asked God to unattach my thinking to the level of my bank account and attach it to the level of the faith that I have in Him. And you know, the same principle applies then, because then we're not swayed by the amount in our bank account, whether it be bad news in our eyes or good news in our eyes. We have the same thing that my friend said, is God is my source and God is looking after me no matter what, whether my house is repossessed, whether the car is not working, whether the bills are looming at the end of the month. No matter what it is that happens, we have this firm, solid foundation of trust in Jesus, right? And this is where our contentment comes from, like Paul was saying. And so my friend, I want to invite you into this attitude each day to, number one, ask the Lord to show you how He is with you in your everyday life, where emotions can rock you, where external circumstances can cause you to go up and down, to say to Him, Lord, where are you? Jesus, where are you in the middle of this thing? It's really worrying me. It's bothering me, and my emotions are going all over the place. Will you show me where you are as this firm foundation that I get to stand on so that these things don't get to rock me? And then second of all, I want you to ask Him where the truth is in the Bible, that you can go and physically open your Bible and read the truth of what He says. He'll give you a verse. A verse will pop into your mind or your memory, or you'll hear it on the radio. Somehow He will bring proof in the Bible to you, right? That you can stand on. And then take this truth and speak it out loud. Say, circumstances, no matter what you look like, this is the truth of what my Jesus says. This is the truth of what He bought for me to live in. This is how the Holy Spirit is helping me to walk this out today, right? This is what my Father has made available for me. And you will find, my friend, that strength starts to bubble up from your belly. You begin to, like a roar comes out and says, ah, I will not let the enemy get me in this area, because I am trusting in my Jesus. I'm trusting in my Father. I'm trusting in the Holy Spirit to walk this out with me every day. This is an example of what it can look like in our everyday life. When emotions are getting to us, when things, circumstances look rocky, how Jesus is with us in our circumstances, showing us who He is, how we can trust in Him, and seeing how He turns things around for good, because you love Him and you are called according to His purpose. Ah, so, so good. So come across and visit us at everydaylifewithjesus.com. We've got a free resource there that is just so helpful. Three simple ways to partner with Jesus in your everyday life. Come across and listen to the podcast episodes, share the website, share the podcast episodes with your friend. Let's intentionally sow the good news of the gospel in your circles. It's easy enough to just take your email, forward it to somebody, or on the site, there are many places to just sign up and get a little reminder in your email inbox every Tuesday when a new video comes out. And you just click the link and watch that every week. Or you can click the subscribe button here, like and share, click that little notification bell so that every time a new episode comes out, you're notified. So, so privileged to be doing everyday life with you and with Jesus. So as always, Jesus is inviting you on an adventure today. Will you accept? Bless you, bless you, bless you. And I'll see you next time.